How are you today? It's been a while, but I'm back. And today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about challenging students. I know I've talked to you about this in the past, but I think it's such an important topic for us because every year or every beginning of semester we have new students and new challenges. I was thinking about ways of dealing with our challenging students. And for me, the first thing that I try to do is bonding. I'm sure you've heard me talking about this before because it's one of my favorite topics. I do think that bonding with our students is the secret we have in our hands. But if we do have challenging and different situations, bonding is surely the best way to go. It's a way of getting to know our students better and allowing them to get to know ourselves. And this is really important because not only you will learn how to deal with your student and his story life, how his family works, his context, everything about him. But you will also learn what probably triggers his behavior, what makes him sad or angry, upset, and I don't know, just dealing with our students when we have a strong bond with them is much, much easier than if we don't. Last year I had a group, and it was really hard because I didn't have a strong bond with them. It was really hard to connect with them at first. And I remember talking to my assistant lots of times about this topic, and at the middle of the year, we decided to stop our planning for a while and just investing in activities and games and ways to bond with our students. And our second semester was much, much better than the first because we were trying to connect with them. And as it was starting to happening, no, sorry, as it started to happen, it made our lives much better and easier. So bonding with our students, that's my first tip, and that's what I try to do because there's no recipe. There's no way of me telling you do this, do that, because each group is different and each student is different. But try to find ways to do that. I can share with you in the future some of the things I try to do, but I'm sure you have your own ideas and experiences with that. So invest in bonding with your students. Another thing I try to do with challenging students is connecting with parents as much as I can. I know that can be tricky because we have that common sense, let's say, that the parents will be on to us, that they will be asking so many questions and requesting things all the time. And I know it can be a little bit difficult, but I prefer having them close to me and with me than against me. So I always, always, always try to connect with parents and ask them questions and tell them how things are going. And I actually try to say things about their kid that are positive, like frequently, because then when I have negative things to say or difficult things to say about them, I feel a little bit better because I know that I also comment on the positive things as well. because as a mom, I know it can be hard only to listen to difficult things about our kids. So, kids don't always do bad things, they surely do good things as well. And it's also my job to let parents know that I realize and I notice when they do good things as well. I believe that parents respect us much more when they see that we notice that their kid can do good things and bad things. Just knowing to talk about their child, oh, they respect us when we can do that, because when we know the details and small things about their kid, they see that we observe them, that we're spending time with them, that we care about them, and that's what every parent wants to know, right? So yeah, second tip, connect with parents. It is tricky, but it's gonna be good. I promise you that. The third thing I try to do after a little while with the child and a while that I've been like observing his or her behavior is that I try to teach to the whole group what I expect from the child. So let's say that kid has a hard time respecting me or respecting other kids. I try to create games or activities or even during circle time where I talk about respecting others and respecting people and whatever. Because maybe that kid actually needs help with learning these things. Last year I went to a conference, an education conference, and one of the professors started her speech talking about a subject that can be very difficult for us teachers, because I know that most of us don't agree with what she said. But she started by saying that today times are just different, and that most of us keep saying that education comes from home, that our jobs is to teach kids math, English, science, and whatever, but that values and principles come from home, right? Do you agree with that? Have you ever heard other teachers talking about that? I have. But anyways, she said that not today, not anymore, because kids tend to spend the whole day at school or doing after school programs or whatever, and that they don't spend as much time with their families as we used to when we were kids, for example, right? So that today the school's obligation is different. Yes, we need to teach our kids in school about principles and values as well, such as math and science and English. So I think it's our responsibility as well to help the child to learn how to deal with his emotions and how to behave properly. So I always try to teach them and create an environment where they can learn how to deal with their feelings. It's not easy. It's very difficult because sometimes I myself want to yell and just look at the child and you're doing this wrong. And sometimes I do that. I don't control myself all the time, but I always try to always go also go around and try to build a safe environment in the classroom so that we can talk about these difficult things. But anyways, another thing that I do, because this is all beautiful, but we do have those times where the kid starts yelling or gets frustrated or doesn't want to do what you were asking him to do. So I usually take the child outside, or if we're inside, or just somewhere different from the rest of the group. And then I sit down with the child and then I talk to him and just probably remember agreements and deals. And I always like to listen to the child, so ask him what happened, even if he has to repeat the story two or three times. Why did he do that? What was the consequence? What will be the consequence? I always like talking with the child, and then remembering the deals. Sometimes at the end of this conversation, I will call parents, and or I will make an agreement with the child. For example, okay, I'm not gonna call your dad or your mom, but you are going to do that when you get home today. You are gonna tell your parents what happened as part as our learning with the situation process. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't, because they don't always do that. Sometimes because they're afraid, or sometimes because they just forget if they're too little, for example. But talking to them is so important, and not exposing them. So don't do that in front of the other kids as much as you can. Just recently, I've had a situation where I talked to the child, I think once or twice outside the classroom, and then just as we got in, he started yelling with all the other students, but like really, really angry and yelling. And then I'm like, no, I can't allow him to do that. So then, in a really loud voice, not yelling, I was just speaking loud, I told him that he couldn't do that to his friends. And then everybody stopped and looked at me. But he hasn't done it after that. It was really good because I think that we do need to be firm. Right? We can't just like all the time just take them out and talk. I mean, yes, you need to do that, but sometimes what they do needs to be like talked about right when it happens. And I felt this one of was one of those situations. So I talked to him in very firmly, and he understood. And that, I think, it's another secret with challenging students. We need to be firm. We do. They need to be treated firmly, but they also need love. So we need to be firm, but we also need to show them love and that we care. Have you ever heard anyone saying that, oh, I can't show my teeth to these kids, meaning you can't smile to them until they learn how to deal with you and how to act in your classroom? I don't really like that. I'm not a huge fan of this sentence because, first of all, I love laughing and smiling. And I think that kids need that. They need our love, they need our affection, they need our smile and laughter. But they also need to know that you are going to be firm in case they do anything wrong. So make sure that they understand and learn how to deal with both situations. That they learn how to act when it's okay to be funny and to laugh around and to play with their friends, and when they need to be quiet. They need to learn the difference between these two moments. So let me just review here. First tip, we are dealing with challenging students, connect with your student. Second tip, connect with parents. Third tip, oh man, I forgot. Third tip, this is ridiculous that I forgot. I just told you this. A third tip, I think it was talk to them, correct? Anyways, and I think my last tip for dealing with challenging students is to, I forgot. is to make sure it's not a dangerous behavior to the other kids. We do have lots of different levels of challenging students, but if this challenging student is having a behavior that is dangerous to other kids, you gotta do something, right? This happened to me already. And once it was so bad, so bad that I had to take all the other kids from the classroom and just let the child there and call for help. And it was really bad. So in this situation, make sure that the whole team in the school already knows that you will probably be needing help at times. And of course, family needs to know. And if that's the case, ask for help for asking like this family to send the kid to a psychologist or a doctor or whatever help you feel is needed. It is our job and responsibility to let parents know when things are not working out in the school. This is so tricky because most of the time, not most of the times, but sometimes parents disagree with us because it is such a hard thing to listen to, right? But even if they don't like hearing it, it's our job to tell them. So always being connected with the school principal and discipline dean, if that's the case, because everybody needs to be connected in these cases to support the family as much as you can. And then, as I always like to ask you, what do you do? What are some of your ideas and suggestions for dealing with challenging students? Let me know, and let's keep talking about this because we're always in need of some help. Right? So I hope you teach a good class today and let's learn together. Bye.